What are you doing? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry. Nobody likes me. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites.
Sunday was a drag. I thought things couldn't possibly get worse. But Monday I was right there on the brink. Could barely fix a drink. I may have booked a hearse. Said Tuesday still felt cursed, and Wednesday sucked. By Thursday we were well and truly thought Friday was the end. I prayed it all would end. Dear God, please let it end. But here it is Saturday. Saturday, there's something about Saturday. I get back up again. Here it is Saturday. Here it is Saturday. I'm stronger on Saturday. Can't let the bastards win. Took one look at my phone and I was toast. Damn Monday, I could not get out of bed. Did evil in my head. God's a crazy game show host. Blue Tuesday called a friend. Wednesday they died. Thursday I felt like dirt, cause it hurt my pride. I wish the world would stop. Somebody make it stop. I need this pain to stop. But here it is Saturday. Here it is Saturday. I'm counting on this Saturday to pick me up again. Here it is Saturday. Saturday, I'm stronger on Saturday, can't let the bastards win. Couldn't possibly get worse.
Q. Quack.
quack, 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 quack,
quack, quack, quack,
quack, quack, quack,
quack,
quack,
quack,
quack, quack, quack, quack, quack,
quack,
quack, quack,
quack,
But what is QAnon? You've probably heard that it's a conspiracy theory. But the truth is, it's more like a political cult built around a conspiracy theory and then crossed with a big book of word search puzzles. And if that sounds complicated, well, wait till you hear what they believe in.
For believers, Q is an anonymous government official who posts classified information about a covert battle between the president and a malicious ring of celebrities, political elites, and the so-called deep state.
This anonymous poster, Q, was giving secret clues about the coming, quote, Great Awakening.
The central theme here is that Hillary Clinton and many of the world's other politicians and celebrities are members of a murderous child sex ring.
Hillary Clinton, Oprah Winfrey, Tom Hanks, and others eat children in order to extract a life-extending chemical from their blood group.
They believe that a group of military generals recruited President Trump to break up this conspiracy and end their control of the government and the media.
Donald Trump, in the QAnon view, is going to save us from this in a moment called the storm.
His tweets are misspelled for a reason. When he does Kaveve and the smocking gun, it's all code for what he's telling us.
Q, that's right.
This conspiracy theory is crazy even for conspiracy theories. I mean, set aside everything else. You're telling me Trump is doing something heroic, but instead of taking credit for it, he's keeping it a secret? That is the most unbelievable thing I have ever heard. So how did this insane theory take off? Well, partly, it latched onto fears about the real phenomenon of human trafficking. Partly, it fed off ancient anti-Semitic tropes about elitists who drink the blood of children, but mostly, it was just the good old internet.
QAnon first emerged in the months after President Trump took office, starting on fringe internet message boards before spreading to social media.
The pandemic has only made things worse. And so these people are just there all day. Facebook groups have grown exponentially with QAnon.
In just 4 months, membership of the biggest public QAnon groups rose by 700%.
We saw a lot of groups who were wellness communities, people who were interested in alternative health. People would, the algorithm would sort these people together with the QAnon people. They would say, oh, alternative health, maybe they're into anti-vax. If they're anti-vax, maybe they're into Donald Trump. And within one or two clicks, people would go down these very bad paths.
Very good, Froggy.
Yeah, you know what letter that is, Grover?
I think so.
What letter is this?
Q.
Q. This is indeed a Q.
Starting from the swampiest parts of the internet, QAnon gradually picked up followers and eventually grew into a major online movement. And it hasn't seemed to matter that many of the things it predicted over the years just never came true.
Early on, they were claiming that Robert Mueller was secretly investigating and going to indict the cabal of Democratic leaders, and that President Trump was secretly working with Mueller's team.
President Trump has secretly created a police force, by the way, to arrest them and force them to wear ankle bracelets.
The belief is that somehow the late JFK Jr. is alive and helping Trump clean up the deep state.
Nearly all of these clues, including that Hillary Clinton was arrested, turn out to be wrong, but the batting average doesn't seem to matter.
You can present them with evidence, you can demonstrate how the predictions have gone wrong, and they don't seem to care. It's just again and again that Q is bigger than anything that they can be presented with to the contrary.
But the scary thing about QAnon is what happened when it jumped from the screen to the streets.
This is not just a bunch of online crazy talk. It's dangerous in real life.
The FBI says QAnon and their many conspiracy theories are a potential domestic terrorism threat. The North Carolina man who shot up this DC pizza restaurant looking for non-existent pedophiles believed in similar theories.
On more than one occasion, people believed to be followers of QAnon have shown up, sometimes with weapons, in places that the character told them were somehow connected to anti-Trump conspiracies. In June, a man armed with a rifle and a handgun drove an armored vehicle to the Hoover Dam on what he said was a mission from QAnon.
QAnon followers have allegedly been involved in a foiled presidential assassination plot, a devastating California wildfire, and an armed standoff with local law enforcement officers in Arizona.
In July, a 24-year-old man was charged in the shooting death of a reputed mob boss. His attorneys argued he was motivated by QAnon. Written on his hand in the courtroom were QAnon symbols.
QAnon people are out in the world doing real things, shootings, hijackings, kidnappings. And then, of course, there's President Trump. He's the big hero in all these QAnon stories. So he could just shut this down quickly by saying, guys, none of this is true. Q isn't a real person. And besides, if there was a sex group with all the most important people in the world, you know I'd try to be in it. Yeah, that's what he could do. But instead, he has come out and declared that QAnon are some very fine people.
At President Trump's rally in Tampa, the image was hard to miss. The letter Q on signs and t-shirts.
The Trump campaign even included QAnon signs in an ad.
President Trump has used his own social media accounts to promote QAnon followers and content nearly 200 times.
President Trump praising supporters of the bizarre QAnon conspiracy theory. He told reporters he heard that QAnon followers are people who love the country and him.
Well, I don't know much about the movement other than I understand they like me very much. Which I appreciate, but I don't know much about the movement. I have heard that it is gaining in popularity. These are people that love our country, and they just don't like seeing it.
Well, at the crux of the theory is this belief that you are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals.
If I can help save the world from problems, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put myself out there.
One Q.
2 Q.
3 Q.
4 Q.
5 Q.
6 Q.
7 Q.
8 Q.
9 Q.
10 Q.
What's that, Bert?
10 Q.
I couldn't hear you, Bert.
10 Q. 10 Q. 10 Q.
You guys remember Steve Bannon, the white nationalist slash giant pimple who ran Trump's campaign, then worked in his White House and helped engineer such odious policies as the Muslim ban and who publicly defended the horrific family separation policy, often wore two shirts when one would have sufficed? You know, the dude who had a crazy person whiteboard in his office with policies scrawled on it like suspend immigration from terror-prone regions, implement new extreme vetting techniques, and suspend the Syrian refugee program? You know, Steve Bannon. He got arrested.
News just coming out from the Southern District of New York saying that Steve Bannon and three other men have been arrested and indicted and charged in relation to their role in a nonprofit organization called We Build the Wall. It's a crowdfunding organization that the SDNY says has raised about $25 million for wall-related funding. What the indictment here is alleging is that Bannon and these others were skimming some of the proceeds from that fundraising for themselves, even though they had suggested publicly that this was a volunteer organization and they were not taking salaries. Steve Bannon, through a nonprofit organization under his control, Nonprofit One, as it's referred to here in the document, received over $1 million from We Build the Wall, at least some of which, they say, Bannon used to cover hundreds of thousands of dollars in his own personal expenses.
You know what, baby? It's been a brutal 6 months, so I'm gonna mainline some Schadenfreude. Line that up on a mirror and give me a dollar bill to snort it with. Woo!
In the wall.
That's right. Steve Bannon was arrested for allegedly skimming $1 million from a scam charity that claimed to be raising money to build the southern border wall. This is the perfect encapsulation of the Trump era. From beginning to end, the wall was a nonstop scam. Trump scammed his supporters by telling them Mexico would pay for it. Then we ended up paying for it. Then this baked potato Fabio over here said he'd raise money for it. Then he scammed everyone again by allegedly skimming money from it. It's a Russian nesting doll of fraud. I can't wait until Bannon raises money for his legal defense fund and we find out he lost it all at the racetrack. Sir, please, we would love you to leave. You're scaring the horses. And as NBC's Pete Williams reported today, it's pretty obvious this thing was a scam from the jump.
According to the court documents, this We Build the Wall thing came and flamed out very quickly. According to the court documents, the founder of it, this man, Brian Colfage, said that he would not take any of the money, that it was an entirely volunteer effort, but it said he did take a lot of money. And as for Steve Bannon, It says he formed a nonprofit organization that he controlled. It received about $1 million from this crowdfunding effort, some of which the Justice Department says he used to cover, and I'm quoting here now, hundreds of thousands of dollars in Bannon's personal expenses. The court documents basically say that this thing was pretty suspect from almost from the beginning.
The details of this arrest are just absolutely incredible. Every little tidbit is better than the last. For example, according to CNN, Bannon was arrested on a boat Thursday off the eastern coast of Connecticut by federal agents along with officials from the United States Postal Inspection Service. Think about how perfect this is. The same public agency Trump is currently trying to destroy, one of the most cherished public institutions in America, arrested his former campaign manager for allegedly skimming money from a fundraiser for their scam border wall. 2 days after we found out Trump's previous campaign manager colluded with Russian intelligence. It's like the end of the summer TV season and they're wrapping up all the story arcs at once. This really is such a perfect encapsulation of Trumpism. It's all a giant grift. Bannon was getting rich and so was Trump. The dude's constantly at his own properties. Lobbyists and foreign officials stay at his hotels to curry favor. His sons are going around the world drumming up new business. They're all just fattening their wallets and doling out cash to their rich buddies while they take health insurance and unemployment benefits away from millions of Americans who are suffering and out of work. Trump was asked this afternoon about Bannon's arrest and all he could muster was this.
I think it's a very sad thing for Mr. Bannon. I think it's surprising. I do think it's a sad event. And again, Steve has had a great career at Goldman Sachs.
Seriously, at this point, Trump has enough criminals around him for the Ocean's 11 remake. Of course, that movie would end 10 minutes after Trump gets the team together and one of them live streams it on Facebook.
Okay, that's the top secret plan. Lev, I can't help but notice you're making a front-facing video right now, and it seems like, based on the beeps that are coming out of your phone, you're getting live feedback on it.
These guys just cycle through one scam after another. Remember, even before he became president, thanks to not one, but two criminal conspiracies on his behalf, then got impeached for trying to orchestrate another one. He settled a fraud lawsuit over Trump University. His charity was dissolved for misusing funds. He was even sued over a scam vitamin company, and now he's doing it all over again.
President Trump says the White House is looking into a new unproven coronavirus treatment called Oleandrin. It's made from the oleander plant. It's extremely toxic. It's been used in coronavirus trials involving monkeys, but it's been never tested on people.
$177,000 Americans are dead from Trump pretending COVID would just magically go away. And according to a new CBS News poll, 57% of Republicans find that death toll acceptable. So, death is one plank of the Republican platform. What else does the GOP stand for? No one knows. Because it was announced last night that the GOP will not write a 2020 platform. Instead of writing a new platform, the RNC is going to stick with its 2016 platform. The Republican Party wants to repeat their 2016 platform. So let's dig in, folks. Here's what their actual 2016 platform says. Our economy has become unnecessarily weak with stagnant wages. Our standing in the world affairs has declined significantly. Our enemies no longer fear us and our friends no longer trust us. We, as Republicans and Americans, cannot allow this to continue. So in lieu of a platform, the RNC released a one-page resolution that pledges its undying support to Trump. That's not a political party. That's a cult. Welcome to the convention, everybody. Take off your masks and put on your matching Nikes and your MAGA hats. Then drink up our bleach-flavored Kool-Aid. I'm marrying all the daughters. Guess which one first? The GOP has given each night of the convention a different theme. I believe the four nights are famine, pestilence, war, and death.
Well, now that you've seen how terrible the Democrats are, wasn't that a sad, angry, very angry sort of display by them? We're going to do it right. That's how it turned, and it's going to be the best convention I think you've ever seen. First off, it's being directed, okay, by Dinesh D'Souza, a great talent, known as the Steven Spielberg of getting 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. So a lot of talent there. And first night up, okay, our first night is called QAnon White Power Night. And it'll start with an opening prayer from the great actor John Voigt. And then we get right into the great substance, okay? Sheriff David Clark, Angry Hootie as I call him, will take his own life on stage just to prove how anti-Black Lives Matter he is. And the great African thought person leader that we have, Candace Owens, is going to renounce her African-Americanness. And then to end the night, we're going to play a bunch of QAnon theories. And Nicholas Sandman, remember him? The poor kid who was smiling at the Native American old guy who wasn't so nice. He's going to do Snow Angels, but with the money he won from lawsuits. Night two is a tribute to Jeff Epstein. Okay. We're going to have Ted Nugent and James Woods reenact on stage some of Jeff Epstein's favorite party moments. Okay, we don't forget those fallen heroes. We don't forget them. Night three, following the Jeff Epstein night, will be patriotic prayer, because we're such great faith people. And Jerry Falwell Jr. will come out, and the demon sperm lady leading us in great prayer. Mike Pence will be, Mike, you'll be the Obi there, won't you? You love, maybe you can go to Jerry Falwell Jr.'s party if you like. And then night four is the great night. It's called President for Life. That's the theme of night four. And I'll be introduced by Scott Baio and Anthony Sabato Jr., two talents. And then keynote speeches by Xi and Putin. And I will announce that I will be president for life. And Ivanka will be my heir. And hopefully that turns her on. So we'll see what happens.
Practically every member of Trump's family will be giving a speech this week. But one person who won't be speaking is President Trump's older sister, Marianne, who's a retired federal judge. In fact, she almost never says anything publicly about her brother at all. But now we're learning what she's been keeping to herself.
President Trump's sister, Marianne Trump Barry, blasting her brother in a batch of secret audio recordings first reported in the Washington Post.
He has no principles. None.
The leaked conversations between the president's sister and their niece, Mary Trump, were secretly recorded by Mary, who says she taped 15 hours of their face-to-face talks between 2018 and 2019. The retired federal judge labeling her brother cruel and phony.
It's God and the lie. Oh my God, I'm talking too freely, but you know, it is the change of stories, the lack of preparation, the lying, the holy.
No, man, come on. Are we living in the 12th season of a soap opera now? When in real life does a sister come out of nowhere to start a feud with the main character? Who is she? Where did she come from? I hate my brother. You know things are bad for Trump when he's having a hard time wrangling the Trump vote. It's gonna be hard to win independents in swing states when you're polling poorly with people you share parents with. As he goes into the convention week, Trump finds himself down big in the polls to Joe Biden.
I've had enough of this.
This week for the
song
from
Amy Rigby, Mellencamp, Reckless, Eric, Amy Rigby, Golden Earring,
thanks to
Rod Serling, Rudy Giuliani, Cartman, Richard Nixon, Bert, Ernie Grover, Kermit
the
Frog
from
Sesame
Street,
Trevor Noah, Stephanie Ruler, Anderson Kupel, Ali Belshi, Holly
Jackson,
Heilman, Seth Myers, Peter Alexander, Pete
Williams,
Stephen Colbert, J.L. Corvin, Marianne
Trump,
Barry.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.